Today we're talking with Jan Chu about butterflies. Jan is one of the best lepidopterists in the state. She teaches butterfly classes, leads butterfly walks, and does butterfly studies for the county and for Rocky Mountain National Park. This year, she's making arrangements for an international butterfly conference to be held in Colorado next year. And she and Steve Jones are getting ready for the publication of their new book on the butterflies of Boulder County. Jan, the only butterfly I've seen this spring is cabbage white. What butterflies have you been seeing?
Well, you're lucky if you see cabbage white right around your house or around our local gardens. But if you walk into the canyons and the lower foothills, you're going to be seeing the Milbert's tortoiseshell. And it's a colorful black butterfly with sunrise orange and yellow on its wings. I saw one on the path the other day at Annu White Trail, right flat against the dirt, soaking up the heat it could find.
What tips can you give people about finding butterflies? Like, what time of day is best to go out?
Quite often between 10 in the morning and before 4 in the afternoon. Butterflies have to warm up their wing muscles to at least 60 degrees Fahrenheit before they're really comfortable and able to fly. So if you go out too early in the morning, you may only see cabbage whites, which seem to be adapted better to the cold. But if you go out later in the afternoon, the butterflies will already be looking for a place to hide for overnight when it's cool.
A lot of times when we're out, we see butterflies moving around in the mud. What is that all about?
Those are probably male butterflies, and quite often they're blues, so-called. They are blue in color, and they're certainly blue by name. These are males that are on the ground taking substances out of the mud, and they'll be using that in making the sperm, which goes to make healthy eggs a little bit later, and then healthy caterpillars.
Is it also important to go out on a warm, sunny day rather than a windy day like we're experiencing right now? We had planned to go out and be walking along a trail, but it's just too windy. Can you comment on that?
The butterflies don't like the wind especially. It will knock them around, and also it might be a sign to them that hail is coming or bigger clouds are coming. So a day that's sunny, quiet, and warm would be ideal for looking for butterflies. We start looking for them in April and then continue into August when we're out in the open space areas.
So far this spring, the only wildflowers I've seen blooming, they just seem to be late this year, are mahonias and Easter daisies. Does any butterfly come to mahonia?
Not really, although I've seen a California tortoiseshell come to those, and a painted lady. Mm-hmm. And the California tortoiseshells are quite orange. The painted ladies are the ones that show up here sometimes in hundreds of thousands that spend the summer here. They come in from the south.
At this time of year, isn't one of the other early butterflies the morning cloak? Have you seen any of those this year?
Yes, we have. We've gone up into a small canyon that seems to be out of the wind quite a bit. And the morning cloak is quite a large black butterfly. It will land on the rocks and bask to pick up the rays of sun and get warmed up. And on the margins of the wings, you'll see yellow or pale yellow. And, you know, the lady was in mourning, so she had her cloak on, but her yellow long skirt shows at the bottom of the cloak.
That's a good one. If they come out, like the mourning cloaks often do, before the flowers are blooming, what do they feed on?
Well, if there are some broken branches around, there's sap starting to come up through the trunk this time of year. And the sap has a lot of sugar in it, and the butterflies can use that. Also, sometimes, especially a little bit later on in the summertime, if there's scat or manure on the ground from the horses, the butterflies will stop there in the heat of the day, and they can pick up substances there they use in their sperm.
I can remember you occasionally taking a butterfly on your hand and putting it on someone else's nose. What's behind that?
That's one of my mentor, Bob Pyle's, favorite tricks. It's a good way to get a photograph. And we don't handle butterflies a lot, but we do bring them in sometime to be sure we're right in our identification. And if you put a butterfly on a nose, quite often there's a little perspiration on the nose. And the butterfly will dip into that perspiration and get interested in that and not realize it's on somebody's nose. And that's a good time to take a photograph.
Well, I'm really looking forward to the book that you and Steve are doing. Can you tell us about when that will be out and what all will be included in it?
We hope it's coming out in July. It will especially be a book about the Colorado Front Range, and it will be very good for beginners and tourists and beginning naturalists and grandparents. It will have pictures of live butterflies that will fill up half a page. And at the bottom of the page then would be information about the habitats and a little description, a little story about the butterfly, maybe where we've seen it, something interesting about it. Hopefully it'll be out before the middle of July, but everything takes time.
Well, something else pretty exciting happens in July. You usually lead a butterfly count. Can you tell us about that?
Right. We participate here in a national butterfly count on the 4th of July. And this year, the 4th of July count at Calwood Education Center up above Jamestown will be on a Monday. Often it's on Sunday. And we invite families and as many children as they want to bring with them. We have quite a large meadow that we go into, and we send the children out with nets and say, just go catch everything you can, bring it back to us, and we identify it and maybe take photographs of it and then turn it loose. This lasts from about 9:30 in the morning until 2:30 or 3 in the afternoon, when we're often driven out by thunder showers. I've had as many as 50 people come with me on these, and it works out just fine. I have enough local leaders who know the butterflies, and so they can be field helpers. The children can come back to them and say, what is this, before they turn it loose.
Well, that butterfly count is always fun.
I think a place to go for information would be the Boulder County Nature Association website. We'll put information and an invitation there.
The website is bcna.org, and you can also listen to these programs on it. So if you've missed some of the KGNU programs in the past, you can go in and click on the month and listen to them.